Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, we're excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. John Keim, ESPN Commanders reporter. And you can check out the John Keim Report. What's up, Johnny? How you doing?
What up, guys? How are you?
We're good, good, man. John. We're good.
Hold on, John, before we go. Y'all know Anna that works over there with...
Sure.
Anna just told me I had a big-ass head.
She's right.
No, man. She's talking about, I asked for a bottle opening, and she said, we got some hash. You thinking of the 5th B Mission's big head?
Shout out to Anna. I love it.
Man, I thought Anna was the nicest person in the world. Now she's in my crosshairs.
Anna has my full
John, story. Write a story on her, man. Discriminating big head people.
I'm not getting involved in this.
Discriminating against big head people. Me and Hugh mad at that. I'm going to bring somebody in with me.
Yeah.
Hey, at least they have hats that now fit that head, right?
That's right. All right. Keim, let's start. Oh, yeah. You got to make sure your camera's working if you put this on. B's going big hat. All right. Sorry, John. This is a little, look at me. All right. Keim, a lot of news yesterday, obviously. Jaden won't be playing this week. What do you make of the decision and perhaps some inconsistencies from DQ from Sunday to Wednesday?
Yeah, because, you know, Sunday we knew that, well, could have gone back in. And I do believe, like, if their record was a lot different, that he would have probably gone back in. If the game was different, he would have gone back in. And then, obviously, Monday we're told, like, well, it's, you know, it was sore, but there's no re-injury or anything like that. Now it's re-aggravated. Still sore, but he's out there practicing and holding them out. So I just wonder if you get to a point where, like, you think about it more after the game, and maybe a day or two, where the more so, and then it's like, well, you took him out of the game. He had this injury almost for appearance sake. Do you hold him out because of all that? After what happened, I know, like he said, the Seattle thing had nothing to do with it. And I would, for me, it would be hard to separate some of that just because, like, the situation, right, that you wonder if that plays, you know, whether it's subconsciously or not, if that plays into it from an organizational decision. So, you know, I would think this is one that's made with more than just one person giving input, I would think.
And I would think so, too. Mm-hmm. And, John, I think that's okay. I think it's okay to change your mind. I think it is entirely possible Jaden's feeling differently on Monday or Tuesday than he did Sunday when he maybe could have gone back in the game. Like, I think on some level, fans, media, analysts, whoever, get a little too into, like, gotcha mode about, hey, man, you said this Sunday, and now you're saying this now. Like, things can change.
Listen, man, John, you've been around since I was young, all right?
Yeah.
And that's not a knock.
I was young, too.
You know how guys – yeah, you've been around guys on Sunday, they feel one way. On Monday, it's something totally different. And I can understand that because, like, what I was telling JP is this. The doctor go to check him on Sunday when he get hurt in the game. He's like, yeah, it's a little sore, but I could go because that adrenaline is flowing.
Right.
You go home and you lay down for a little bit and you wake up. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hell, this is hurting. Now the doctor touched the same spot he touched yesterday where you did not make a reaction. You make a reaction today. And with it being Jaden Daniels, I think they go, okay, we're going to err on the side of caution here. Let's hold him out of this game.
For sure. And like that, I was going to say that too, the same exact thing that I've been around enough players where like, okay, on Sunday there's an injury report. And then Monday there's a new addition. It's like, well, why is that? Because of exactly what you said, that, you know, guys play through things because adrenaline kicks in and you just don't feel it the same way as you do the next day or even the day after sometimes. And so, like, I think with Daniels, if there's any doubt, and especially because, like I said, what happened, again, whether or not they base it on Seattle at all, and if they don't, they don't. But, like, I think it's a similar situation where it's like, okay, you're 3-10. There's, like, you know, what's the value of bringing him back in a week after he left the game? And then, you know, maybe there's soreness. So, like, what's the value in that compared to the benefit? And that's where I think they're at with it. So, you know, but, yeah, and things I don't like everybody wants 100% consistency, but sometimes in this thing it does change. And again, maybe sometimes like you think about it more too. It's like, you know, just like the last one against Seattle, Quinn was like after the game, didn't think about pulling them. The next day it's like, yeah, I should have done it, because you think about it more. Like they're in game mode too. So I don't see this as I think if you're inconsistent all over the place with your messaging and all that, I think that can be different. But I think with the player injury, especially one of Daniels' importance to the organization, like you're going to err on he's left the last three games with something. Like you're going to err on the side of caution at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree with you. Talking with our friend John Keim here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most dependable HVAC equipment in the DMV. R-U-U-D. Check them out. You can follow John at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. Check out the John Keim Report, all of his work for ESPN.com, including all these ESPN app TikToks Keim is making these days.
There you go.
Dude, so what's funny is it's almost like lost in the sauce here. There is a game this weekend, a division game, against the Giants team that hasn't been favored in over a year, and they're favored this weekend. Like,
it's been that
what
long
do we make?
Favored?
Yeah, dude. We talked to a Giants reporter yesterday, Dan Duggan from The Athletic. He doesn't think they've been favored since, like, October of 24.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you make of this game and where Washington's season is?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, and B-Mish, maybe you remember this. There was a game. Remember in Philadelphia one time? They used to have the sign guy in the old Vet Stadium. And he would make these signs every week. And there was one time, I think, the Eagles and the Redskins were both like 0-5 or 0-6. And the sign was, may the worst team lose, which I always thought was kind of funny. I think we're back to that. I think this team needs to get another win. And I know, like, in terms of draft and all that, but I think for the psyche of these guys, and then I think after Sunday, it's like, all right, then you got Philly, Dallas, Philly, and you may not get another one. So this might be the last chance for both teams. I think with Marcus, I think when he's had to go in and start, he's done a nice job, you know, versus coming in relief. So certainly think they have a chance. The other thing is, like, the Giants' run D has been horrible for like the last during their losing streak. Like they're allowing, I think it's like 6 yards a carry during their, I think it's seven games for them. Like during that losing streak, it's that bad. So this is a chance for them to go up there and do something. But listen, man, weird things always happen in the Meadowlands, and I always go back to, you know, so you remember like Kirk Cousins' last game there was 2017, and going into that game, it was all like, oh yeah, you know, 8-8 matters. Like, yeah, it really does matter, it really does. And then the Giants ripped off a long run early in the game. It's like, yeah, 7-9 is not so bad. So I think they're at a little different point this right now. I think these guys still, I think it still matters to them. So we'll see. But, you know, certainly, you know, and I also think, too, after last week, you got to come out looking better, period.
Yeah, because I think, you know, although they lost the two games, you started to get a good feel because you saw what you saw in Madrid.
Right.
Then you come back against Denver. Then last week, I'm like, what in the – listen, I remember JP came over and talked to us in the press box. Did you look at my face? I was like, still, like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah,
I was lost, man.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I didn't expect that.
That was embarrassing.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was. And so, especially, and that's why, you know, because, I mean, Minnesota's defense is really good, but they were playing poorly, and their offense was really bad, and they allowed them to gain confidence right away, and you know, it was pretty bad.
I'm going down memory lane here, John. Do you remember the last game of the Shanahan era when it was like nasty
weather? The rain in the Meadowlands. Kirk throwing like 50 some times, right?
Kirk was 19 of 49. He just kept throwing it, dude. That was unbelievable. And like when we talk about low points, the low point, like this is a low point for the new administration, for the Harris ownership group, for Adam Peters, for Dan Quinn, undeniably. None of these low points touched the previous low points because the structure is in place to build it the right way. Mm-hmm. Maybe AP,
right.
Everybody wants to say all these bust draft picks. I think it's premature to say that. Maybe you're right. But you know what'll happen? In 3 years, they'll hire a new general manager who gets to run everything. Like, it does not compare to how it used to be.
Oh, well, and also all
you
those
general manager to be in place of the owner?
Yeah, well, yeah, and like all those other disastrous seasons usually were accompanied by change. And, you know, like that's – and the other years did not have the level of injuries that they've had this year. So, like, that's a factor, but I would always say it doesn't explain everything. And I would agree with anybody who's like, yeah, those, like, the day two picks in 2024, the rounds two and three, like, they got to produce more. Like, we know that. Can they? Like, I think we'll get a good look at Sinnott over the last month, and it'll be a different look than they have with Ertz, but what does it look like then? So, you know, there's a lot to look at with it, but one really good year and one really bad year. That's where we're at. And again, and I would say, like I said, I will always say the injuries are a massive impact. But if you just think it's all about injuries, then you're not going to improve. And I don't think they'll view it that way. I would hope not. But I think if you do, then you're doing yourself a disservice. And if you're healthy, because they definitely need. And I think they're smart enough to know that that there are areas, even despite the injuries, that weren't good enough.
Totally. Specific to Jaden, regardless of him, whether he is actually shut down or not, if we see him again this season is a debatable question.
Right.
But with Jaden, he has not been as impressive this year as he was last year, period. There's been a ton of injuries around him. There are lots of factors. What is your concern level about this season compared to last season with Jaden?
It's really hard because, like, it's hard to get an accurate assessment on his game because if they had been healthy and they look like garbage, that's different. You know what I mean? Like, and that's not what happened. So, and then, like, I also, and again, you're walking that line between explaining and excusing, and you know. You don't want to overlook everything because I think there are definitely some things you can learn from. Like, you know, there are times like when you're scrambling, keep your eyes downfield more and look for opportunities to get rid of the ball that way. And take some of those, not just fewer hits, but allow others to take the hits, right? And sometimes it leads to big plays and, you know, little things like that. But then you look at it and say, okay, well, in some of these games, first of all, you come back for the Seattle game and you don't have, you have like one really NFL type weapon out there with Debo outside. Yeah. And practice squad guys, like, that's not a recipe, and you're coming off a few weeks of rest or not playing. I think for a young guy, it's just, it becomes more challenging. And you, again, you don't want to, like, just write it off to that, but I just think it's hard to assess that season given a lot of that. But, you know, again, you don't dismiss it all to that, because, like, there are still some times where, regardless of who's in there, this is where you go with the ball. Regardless of who's in there, this is how you handle this situation. And there are some of those areas where you can say, yeah, he could definitely learn there. But, you know, when the Bears game outside of the turnovers, he did a nice job. The Chargers game, good job, right? You know, so, you know, the Giants game, they moved the ball. They could have scored more, but JP, like, going back to the start of training camp, the offense never really looked like it had a good rhythm consistently. Never.
Yeah.
And some of that was McLaurin being out for sure, but they just never had it. And I think then from the team standpoint is, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, what can you do to build on, you know, or to help evolve Daniels in the offense? I think that's the other question in the offseason.
See, I think I make this comment a lot about, I say quarterback is the most dependent position in sports. And I think because we put so much emphasis on the quarterback position, people don't necessarily understand what I'm saying. Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback of the last 10, 15 years, okay?
Yeah.
But you watch Pat Mahomes this year, he started off a year with a bunch of injuries on his team. His tight end was slower and injured, and he had most of his receivers injured. Look at the season they're having. Jaden is out there with subpar receivers, you were trying to figure out the offensive line, different things going on with those injuries and stuff, you cannot produce the same way you did last year. Last year, you had consistency on top of miracle endings, and they had six of them in a row. If you look at it in a different manner and say, okay, what if they lost three of those games? Okay, instead of 12-5, they're sitting at, what, 9-8?
9-8, yeah,
you know?
Out of the playoffs.
And that's basically what this team really was. I think when we look at this year, it's easy to say Jaden doesn't look like he looked last year. Hell, nothing looks like it did last year.
No.
I think Cliff seemed to call the right place at the right time. Don't seem like that's happening this year. So when you start seeing all those different things, we got to stop thinking that the – listen, I know people say quarterback make everybody better. The quarterbacks that make people better got a damn good offensive line, and they have consistent people on their field to go help them out. Whether those guys are the starters or not, they're the same people for 10, 12 weeks. Like Tom Brady, he had his receiver – people claim Tom didn't have receivers. He had the same people consistently, and his slot receivers was better than everybody else's slot receivers.
And you know what would also – and that's the thing, like, especially at you're throwing with trust, and not just trust as far as, like, they're going to catch it, but they're going to run the right routes to the right depth, et cetera, right? And the consistency of that. Like, when Pierre Garçon was here, they knew he wasn't always going to run the routes to a certain depth, but they knew he was going to be consistent in how he ran that particular route. So, like, you could trust that. And so I think, like, that makes a big difference. And we saw that last year with him. So, you know, but, yeah, I think not having McLaurin in camp did not help, because, like, one of the things was the big plays down the field with him. Well, we didn't see that the first couple weeks. There just was no timing or rhythm between the two. And, like, they had great chemistry last year, but you don't just wake up out of bed and roll out of bed and just, like, hey, here it is. So, you know, I think the consistency part of it you can start to work with, but when he's in and out of the lineup too, you're losing practice time and you're losing game time. Like, those are both valuable for him. And so, like, that's why I say it's really hard to fully gauge where, you know, I would hesitate to call it, like, oh, a sophomore slump. Because, again, if he was in there consistently and he looked bad, and Terry's out there and Debo's out there and Noah Brown or whomever's out there, then you say, okay, wow, that was a regression. I just don't know that you can say that this year. Like, there are parts of his game that's like, yeah, this, you can't do this next year. But if everybody's healthy, is he doing that? I don't know. And so I think that is a hard part. And again, I would always say, like, there's still things he can learn, still ways. Like, I know the protecting himself is a big deal. And again, keeping your eyes up when you start to scramble and, you know, looking for plays down the field is always going to be something they're going to stress. But he did a good job with that last year. And I also wonder at times, and again, like, you don't want to, you're toeing the line between excuse and explaining and trying to analyze. But there are times where, like, if you're not in the game all the time, what is it that you lose? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you revert to certain habits that you got yourself out of because, like, you haven't been in there for 3 or 4 weeks? I don't know. I have never played the position in the NFL, so I don't know what that's like. But there has to be an impact on a young player in a negative way with all of that.
Last thing for me, John. Are you excited to see Jackson Dart at all? I want to see the kid in person just because it's – I don't know. He's been really good, but you wonder.
If that's what I'm getting excited about for this game, man, that's how far this season has sunk. So, you know, I don't know.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'll
we got to go up there and watch. We might as well be looking forward to something.
Yeah, the pregame spread, baby. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's really hard to sell me. I'm like, hey, at least you go get to see Jackson Dart. You know,
I hear you.
I don't know.
Giant Stadium has that rice pudding. That's always good.
I guess in a sad way, like, I'm more excited to see what does Ben Sinnott do. You know, like, that's where we're at.
That's fair. I mean, yeah. We're at the stage where we got to come up with reasons. John, thank you for the time. We'll see you in a minute.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
It's our friend John Keim. You can follow him at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. We're going around the NFL, maybe trying to figure out some international games in 2026. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Big man in the room with his best Christmas gear on. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The
Santa
Fan.
Mitch.
What?
Santa Mitch.
Santa Mitch. Santa Tish. You are watching on Monumental Sports Network. Appreciate that. You're watching on the YouTube stream. Appreciate that. 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. I'm going to say what's up to the folks in the chat.
What's up, chat?
What's up, chat? Oh, that's the studio chat. Oops. and wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us. We're out and about. I saw something yesterday from Ian Rappaport that I wanted to circle back to, B. Mm-hmm. I'm reading now from Rap Sheet Twitter account. The NFL announced it will return to Munich in 26 and 28 as part of a multi-year partnership with the City of Munich and FC Bayern Munich. I assume they're playing at their stadium.
All right.
The other confirmed international games for 2026, one game in Australia at the Melbourne Cricket Ground with the Rams as the designated home team, one game in Rio de Janeiro at Maracanã Stadium, and two games in London.
London!
So that is Munich, Australia, Rio, and two in London. So that's five by my count.
FIFA.
What we know is the Rams are the home team in Australia. So what we can learn is, does Washington play the Rams? They do.
They're the home team in where?
The Rams are going to be the home team for a 2026 Australia game.
Okay.
Washington plays the Rams. However, Washington plays the Rams at home.
Okay, so, and the Rams are the home game in Australia, so we won't be playing that one.
No. I have to think, and I don't know, but if you're playing a game in damn Australia, you're going to put two West Coast teams out there.
I would think they will.
Right? Like, I don't know, but that would be my guess. And the
That's
Rams.
A lot of damn flying right there.
The Rams play a bunch of West Coast teams. So you could play Rams Niners, Rams Seahawks, whatever, Rams Cardinals even, or I'm sure they play, you know, some AFC West teams as well. You and I have both heard London and Brazil as possibilities.
Brazil.
I think Germany would be cool too.
Where's it in Germany?
Munich.
Yeah. I would like Berlin.
Have you been to Munich? Munich's a cool city.
Been to Berlin. Berlin's very cool.
Yeah, I've been to both. But yeah. Berlin seemed to be more of like a hipstery vibe. Munich is more like traditional, like the Hofbrauhaus and everything.
I don't know if it's, like you said, it was a little bit more modern, Americanized to me.
Yeah, maybe Munich's more traditional, like Bavarian,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
I think there's probably more games to go. How many international did they play this past year? You had
Brazil,
Spain, Ireland, Spain, Germany,
London,
a couple in London. Yeah. I think they may have played eight. Maybe it was six.
It was close. It was seven or eight this year.
I think they'll get there. How would you feel about the Brazil game? And it's Rio de Janeiro, not Sao Paulo. The first couple games have been in Sao Paulo.
I much rather I'd much rather London.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just because.
Man, it's a. You talk about long getting to damn Spain. Brazil's probably longer. And it's too much to be concerned about.
I don't know if Rio has the same concerns as Sao Paulo. I don't know. Maybe it does. I know that we've heard the security concerns.
Yeah.
And I know the first.
If you're going to a game like that, you're going to enjoy yourself, not to be watching over your damn shoulder every 5 seconds.
So, D.C. to London is six hours?
Yep.
D.C. to Rio, damn. You want to guess?
By 9 to 13.
Yeah, 9 to 10 hours, but direct flights are not as common.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're stopping in Miami. That's pretty significant travel. Mm-hmm. Whereas there's, I bet there's 10 daily flights to London from Dulles a day.
Yeah.
And then I bet there's dailies from BWI. I think that's too far for DCA to have London direct flights. But the travel to London is a lot easier. I do think, though, you don't have the same time zone issues.
Like you did in Spain?
Like you do in London or Spain.
Spain was six, wasn't it?
Spain's 6 hours ahead. I think London's 5 hours ahead. Although this looks like Brazil is 2 hours ahead. I just looked it up.
Ahead?
Yeah, it's 1:30 in the afternoon in Brazil right now. It's 11:30 for us.
Hmm.
Jeff, you made the trip to Madrid. Where would you want to go if you got to pick on the next international trip?
London, for sure. I haven't been there yet.
Okay. London is dope. I've been there a bunch. I would like to do Brazil. I also think I think all of them are really cool. I think it's a cool opportunity to just see something different. What we know is we think Washington's going to be the home team based on the reporting and the fact that they were the away team this past year. So I don't know. Harris owns a soccer team in London, right?
Is it London?
Yeah. Doesn't he own Crystal Palace? I believe, yeah, they own Crystal Palace. So HBSE owns it, rather. So the ownership group of the Commanders is different than HBSE. HBSE owns the Sixers, the Devils, Crystal Palace. They have the deal with Joe Gibbs Racing. Like, they own a lot of different stuff. The Commanders is a bit of a different ownership group. But Crystal Palace is a London-based club, I believe.
I can see that leaning towards that.
Yeah, so Crystal Palace is in London. They play at a place called Selhurst Park Stadium. I don't know that will matter.
They're not playing at Wembley. So they're playing at, what's the stadium?
Two games.
London?
It looks like the two games are at Tottenham.
Tottenham, okay.
Which, when we were there for when the Skins played in London against the Bengals, they were building that Tottenham Stadium. And I remember doing a tour, me and the big man did a tour of it, and Clinton Portis was there too. It was kind of a wild situation. But that Tottenham Stadium was built with hosting NFL games in mind.
Yeah, because I tell you, Wichcombe wasn't ready for it. Wembley. It's a little different.
When we worked, I worked the game at Wembley, and it was awesome, but it's an Olympic stadium, so it's got the big track around it.
Olympic
and
stadium, man, it's, the field is, like, different. You get caught up, but you like the stadiums. I don't care about stadiums like that. I look at the fat, the grass, and how things are actually playing on it, and I did not like it one bit because when we were planning your foot.
But when you played there, was what, 90s?
Yeah, but it's kind of moist over there.
Sure.
And the ground was like you're a plant, and the ground would dig up like you, and then you come back later, it's still there. Ain't nobody coming out there smoothing off the field. It was clumpy.
Yeah.
It was very much like San Francisco Candlestick Park used to be. You know, they had all the issues with the grass.
Sure.
That's how it was in Wembley.
I would think they've made significant improvements to Wembley now that they're hosting games every year.
I hope.
I didn't realize this. Crystal Palace is good. Crystal Palace is top four in the EPL table. Like, they're good. They're ahead of Chelsea and Man U. Now, they play 40 games, I believe, and they're only about 15 into their season, depending on the team. But the Harris Group doing well at Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns Tottenham? Is that the same? Do the Cons own that? No. the ENIC group. So whoever this ENIC group, pretty damn smart to build the stadium to host NFL games. Just keep that place busy, busy, busy. I don't know. We also heard Paris as an NFL site.
I'll take that.
And we had heard that the Saints would be playing in Paris. But that doesn't seem to be official.
If little nephew is still there, he could be my tour guide.
It's been reported the Saints are expected to play the NFL's first ever game in Paris as early as the 26th season. I don't know how definitive that is. If you look at the Commanders' upcoming schedule for 2026, they do not play the Saints. They do not play the NFC. They could play an NFC South team, but it'd be a home game. So that actually could, no, because they're saying the Saints are going to be the home team. So that doesn't add up. Of the home games Washington has, obviously the three division games next year. Then they host the Rams, the Seahawks, the Texans, the Colts, an NFC South team, and an AFC North team. Now, those are all based on where you finish. So you're talking third or fourth place NFC South team is probably the Saints or the Falcons.
Yeah.
Third or fourth place AFC North team, so Bengals or Browns, sounds like they'll be coming to town. Mm-hmm. And then they're on the road at the third or fourth place NFC North team, which would, I mean, right now would be either the Lions or the Vikings. Lanfield was laughing because it sounds like we're going back to Minnesota next year. Lanfield got a big kick out of that.
Oh, man, it may be early, Lanfield.
Yeah. Hi. It's going September.
Yeah, maybe in September, son.
I would greatly prefer that than another December trip to the state of Minnesota. Coming up at noon, we're going to run through the power rankings. Washington offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, a little bit embattled lately, especially after the goal line situation last week in Minnesota. Cliff expected to speak with the media shortly. We're going to try to turn around some of that audio and react. When we come back, though, I want to run through what people are searching for most on Google, because I find this stuff pretty interesting. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, B, I got this email. Google does this thing every year where they put this video out, like the year in search. I believe it's called the Zeitgeist, which is always a cool term. But this dude, shout out to DeAndre Henderson, emailed me a list of specific Google year in search top trending data for 2025 in the D.C. area. And I got to be honest, I'm not familiar with a lot of this stuff. Maybe you will be, but I am not.
Googling stuff?
The stuff people are searching for, yeah.
I'm probably not going to know a damn thing you're talking about. You probably know more than I do.
We'll find out together.
Let's go.
The top searched songs in the D.C. area. I think we're going to need Jeff here. The number one searched song in the D.C. area is a song called Golden by Hunter/X. You got anything? I got nothing. Jeffrey?
Jeff?
Nada.
Okay. The number two, Landfill or White Brian, certainly feel free to chime in. The number two search song, Soda Pop by the Saja Boys.
Jeffrey?
Nah.
Okay, I don't know that I've heard this song, but I certainly know the artist. Number three is Taylor Swift. A song is called Wood.
Okay.
White Brian?
Nope.
It's about Travis Kelce.
Ooh, she calls him Wood?
Yeah, it was a song. I heard him. I saw something on TV about that one.
Why does she call him Wood, Landfill?
Use your imagination.
For the record, JP, I do not listen to K-pop.
Is the stuff I'm referencing K-pop?
Hunter X Golden by whatever you just said, that's K-pop.
All right, Doug, I don't listen to it either. Number four, another artist I'm not familiar with, Alex Warren, singing Ordinary. And then the Saja Boys K-pop also, Jeff? Your idol? All right, this is a dud so far.
Yeah.
Now we have the slang terms most searched for. You can guess the top one.
What?
6-7. Which I still can't get an explanation what it is. Jeff, I'm going to...
That thing got so big that...
6-7.
One of the burger stores, they stop... They don't like the... Our order numbers, 6-6, 6-8, they skip it. Because like whenever they say 6-7, the kids lose their mind.
Apparently, Shelby's class, the teacher tries to avoid it now because every kid just screams it.
Yeah. I right, guarantee so 6-7, you, if you go yes. listen to the song where 6-7 comes from, you would be like... Why are these kids listening to this?
It's like, is it LaMelo Ball? It's a Ball brother, isn't it? That started it?
No.
Okay.
He just said it. He said it.
Okay.
But it started from, it's a Philadelphia thing. It's a Philly rapper that made it.
I couldn't be less interested.
Look, when you get a chance, look up the song Doop Doop.
Doop Doop?
Doop Doop. D-O-O-T, D-O-O-T.
The odds of me doing
that.
You
say D or B?
E-D.
Dog.
All right.
The second most searched slang term is PMO. Jeff?
Piss me off.
Okay. I get
or
that.
Or put me on. It could be.
Okay. I'm cool with either of those. I kind of like that. PMO. Yo, Jeff, PMO with some Fritos. This, I only know the football term.
What?
Clock it. Which is to spike the ball when you're running 2 minutes.
No.
I'm guessing clock it is something else, Jeff?
That's something for women, JP. And I hate when my sisters do it. I hate when my cousins do it. I hate when my friends do it. The ladies.
What does it mean?
They take their fingers and they hold them up, and it's their thumb and their pointing finger, and they tap them together, and they say "clock it." That means clock that T. I mean, take heed to what's going on, basically. But it's for women. Men should not be clocking nothing.
Okay.
Men clock it on the football field.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the football explanation.
Yeah.
Jeff, again, I got nothing. Maybe B does. 41.
Yeah.
4-1.
The only 41 I know is the neighborhood that they yell out in the go-go.
Okay. I'm thinking of Will Blackman, who wore 41 for the Skins. That's what I got.
I don't think that's it, Jay.
Jeff, this one, I don't know what this is. What does sharking mean?
I don't know what that one means either. Hold on. Let's look that one up together.
The way you laughed makes me think you do know what it means and don't want to say it. That was some of my concern. All right. While Jeff looks up sharking, these are the most searched jerseys in the Washington, D.C. area. I don't understand this.
Well, they say 4-1, 41 is supposed to be taking over 6-7.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Marlo coming. I don't even know who this person is. The most searched jersey in the D.C. area should be Jaden. I don't know. Maybe Trey Johnson, Alex Ovechkin. Like, that's who it should be to me.
So sharking according to the, is like panting. It's like panting. But you don't pants a guy. You pants a woman. I ain't with that.
I don't think you're supposed to. We're going to move right along. The most searched jersey in the D.C. area, Lamine Yamal.
Who?
He's a Spanish soccer player for Barcelona.
Hmm.
Dude, so.
Why are they in D.C.?
I guess kids are ordering the jersey. To that point, Lauren Ricketts. So I was on doing football last night, and then we threw to Ricketts, who was at a soccer event, and she was interviewing these kids that won this soccer tournament. These are kids in Maryland. She asked them all, who are you rooting for to win the World Cup? Guess who these kids all said? France.
Mbappe.
Shouldn't you root for America?
Well, kids root for what wins. So, I mean, you're thinking logically. Kids think just like we do. We normally cheer for things that are good. I was getting on the airplane.
They were all Ravens.
To go to Minnesota.
Yeah.
And the kid walked on, and the flight attendant was talking to him about his jersey, and she said, I love Mbappe, and that's the jersey he had on. And they started talking. These kids, they don't – who excites him right now? The young kid, I think Freeman's son is starting to get some hype. It has to be a young, excited guy, but these guys are internationally known already.
The number two most searched jersey in the D.C. area, according to this Google information,
mm-hmm.
Drake May.
Really?
Number three, Jeff, I don't know what this means, Breezy Bowl X Brown. Chris Brown selling jerseys
Chris
now?
Brown, yeah. He did his thing.
The Breezy Bowl.
Yeah.
We're talking about the singer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else is Chris Brown that you know?
If it was on last year, I don't think it would have been this way.
No, I knew Chris Brown, the singer. I didn't know he was selling jerseys now.
Oh, yeah, that merch from the concerts.
Top searched athletes in the United States this past year. Guess number one. We have done our best to not talk about this young man on our program. But he is a national lightning rod.
Who?
Shador.
Oh, wow. Well, I can see that. I can see that because – let's be real. Shador, he's constantly in the news.
Right.
He does his own a podcast and all that stuff, too. And when he was at Colorado, he and built a damn following, dog.
And how could you not love Coach Prime, son? How could you not love Coach Prime, son? I did it. Now
top
my boy
athletes
about to do it.
Searches in the United States. Shador Sanders, Terrence Crawford, Cooper Flagg, Cam Scadaboo, Micah Parsons, Jackson Dart, Sophie Cunningham, Shiloh Sanders, Jalen Carter, and Justin Rose. Justin Rose being on that list seems pretty damn random.
Justin Rose?
I assume that's the golfer, unless there's another Justin Rose.
Must be another one. And hold on, and Shiloh?
Shiloh,
number
8.
What the hell Shiloh does?
Maybe a podcast? Hey, Coach Prime, why are people searching for Shiloh?
They're searching to see if Brown's going to bring Shiloh with Shador.
your most searched data.
It was a big thing where it was Thanksgiving, and they were praying at the table, and Shiloh was saying grace, and he was like, I pray that Shador could pull some strings for me and give me, I forgot whatever Cam Ward number was, and Shador interrupted the prayer and was like, man, that's Cam Ward number. You can't take the franchise player number.
Well, Landfill sent a text about what the Taylor Swift song is about. That's fairly graphic, Landfill. Nobody go anywhere. We plan to hear from Cliff Kingsbury when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.